Welcome to Project Apology. My name is Areej Elmi, and I'm your host. Over the next 40 minutes or so, you're going to hear the story of a young Muslim woman in Canada who has experienced trauma in her relationship with a parent. In the episode, you will hear her read a letter that she has written from the perspective of a parent. You'll then hear her provide some context of the letter and share how she is coping with the consequences of the trauma in her life. Before we begin, I'd like to give you a content warning. We touch on many difficult subjects in these episodes, including sexual abuse, disordered eating, physical abuse, and neglect. This material can be hard to hear. It was certainly hard for me to hear at times, and it was harder still for the women to live through. If you need to take a break while listening, do so. And if you need support, please go to our website, www.projectapology.com, where we have a number of resources listed for counseling and family violence. Episode 6, You're Perfect, Complete, and Whole, As Am I. Meet Alia, a mom in her early 40s. As an interviewer, I enjoy asking questions. But in this interview, Alia challenges me by asking questions back. Really tough questions. Like, what if this actually happened? What if my dad actually did apologize? Would I even want to hear it? She reflects that in order for her dad to apologize, he would first have to hear the words. I guess that is the point of this project in its entirety. Putting the words out there so that we can hear the words and use them to acknowledge the psychic pain of others. So let's get challenged together and hear more of Alia's insightful questions. Here's Alia with her letter.
Beta, I'm sorry I never allowed you to feel your feelings and always asked you to validate them. I'm sorry I made you be responsible for things you should never have been. Children are not meant to support their parents through their challenges while they're still growing. There are no right or wrong feelings. All feelings are valid. I'm sorry for only showing care through criticism and judgment. I should have accepted all parts of you, especially your feeling nature. I should have been in a safe place instead of challenging you to learn how to be strong. It must have hurt you immensely to have never validated your feelings. I can see now that feelings are not weakness. I mean, I'm sorry that most of the love I gave you was harshness. I should have showered you with kindness, but did not know how. I'm sorry how this must have affected your life. I'm sorry that I still haven't changed. I don't know if I can at my age. But inshallah, I will try. I should have told you how smart you were, how perfect you were, and how beautiful. This must have negatively affected your sense of self. You're perfect, complete, and whole, as am I. We all come from Allah, and our souls are whole. Inshallah, you can heal your body and mind now that I see the pain I have caused. I should have let you cry whenever you wanted to and make you feel like it was not and not make you feel like it was something bad or shameful. I should have loved you unconditionally and never made you feel guilty for being weak. I should have never hurt you or slapped you, and I'm sorry. And I recognize I had a lot of anxiety and should have gotten professional help for it. Instead of burdening you with that responsibility. I was in a deep depression and should have dealt with that. If I was able to show love and affection, that would or might have helped you make better decisions with who you let in your life. I'm sorry I was not a better husband to your mother. She might not have left me. I should have hugged and kissed you more. I should have modeled better boundaries so you would not feel responsible for other people's happiness. I'm sorry I only taught you about the fear of Allah and not focused on the love. I should never have made you defend opinions and views. What I intended to do was to prepare you for the challenges of what the world would bring without giving you the space to be heard and no interest you could defend yourself. I'm sorry I worked so much. Sorry how passive I was and still am. I'm sorry I don't value myself and even now put others first. I realize you learned from me and also couldn't say no for so long. I'm proud of how assertive you are. And I now realize it's okay to be proud of your children and tell them. I know your life would have been so different if I taught you to trust your feelings and know that I would always have your back. You must have learned to block or hide your feelings from people and all the self-doubt you must have and still live with. I'm teaching you to be strong. I didn't allow you to avoid unsafe spaces. I taught you the world was not safe and that you needed to be stronger. You had a natural fighting spirit because of your emotions, and I should have nurtured that, not asked you to react to unjust situations. Your feelings are not wrong, even if the situation is unjust and can't be changed. It's normal to be angry and emotional. I should have been more active myself in addressing wrongs done to me in my life. Instead of accepting situations, because that's how the world is. If I could go back and change one thing, I'd tell you to listen to your feelings and not make you feel that being emotional was bad. I would show you love and not just care. Sorry I wasn't there for you in the ways I should have been. I should have been present and let you be in your feelings.
That was a very moving letter. Yeah, like so poignant. I have tears in my eyes. Particularly when you said, you know, Dad said in the letter, so that you can make your body whole and my body whole. And because a big theme in this was just like this sort of violation around your feelings not being allowed. Yeah. So now I want to ask you just some questions about this process. So the first thing I had you do was write the letter. So I'm curious what that experience was like, writing it, preparing to write it, making the decision about which parent, that whole part.
Well, in hindsight, now that I wrote it, I probably didn't pick my mom because it would have been a lot harder, the things I would have had to say. So this was hard, but it didn't go to some places that I would have had to go to with my mom, so maybe that's the reason. And it's interesting because before this, I would have always said I was closer to my dad. Mm-hmm. But in hindsight, I guess both of them were not emotionally present. Mm-hmm. But I guess I could have intellectual discussions with mm-hmm. my dad. And I can't even have intellectual discussions with my mom. So,
So like realizing, it sounds like, yeah, relationship with dad was complicated as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, are you comfortable the way you're sitting? You can change your seat.
No, it's okay. I mean, I guess I also feel quite uncomfortable right now.
Just period. Yeah. Just period. Can you talk to me about that discomfort? Like what's happening?
I mean, I guess I must not be grounded. Mm-hmm. I feel really, I guess stiff. Mm-hmm. I mean, mostly in my, you know, jaws. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't think my jaws are clenched, but they feel like they're clenched.
Mm-hmm. So it's that tightness you talked about earlier, yeah. Just feeling like I can't release.
Yeah. And it's funny because then I thought, oh, there's no way I'm going to be able to cry, but I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were crying as you were writing.
Yeah,
I was. What was happening as you were crying and writing?
Well, I guess having to think of, you know, those questions, like how it might have affected me or mm-hmm. the prompts, I think they were. Mm-hmm. Which ones in particular? Oh, right here. Yeah, I think it's just like looking at these prompts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just mm-hmm. like, oh, you must have felt. You must have felt. Because I guess that is the theme. Mm-hmm. Where most of the time, I think it just came out as anger. So I guess most of the time, that's how I would react in the moment. Mm-hmm. Was just anger. Mm-hmm. But I guess anger is easier than like sadness or. I mean, I guess that's the one emotion that my dad could express is anger. Mm-hmm. And also, it's okay for others to express anger.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anger is okay, but not like sadness mm-hmm. or disappointment or frustration. Well, depends. Mm-hmm. Like things not going the way that you want them to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just feeling like, yeah, anger is the only way
yeah.
I'm allowed to feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would be able to get angry at him. Mm-hmm. But he just, yeah, it's funny because he would always think that he was close to me. Both, like, oh, you know, I could never talk to my parents like this. Or like, but then I guess there was always a limit.
Mm-hmm. So there was a real intimacy in the relationship you had with dad.
Well, I don't know if we could have intimacy or like mm-hmm. if I couldn't have a feeling, you know, mm-hmm. so it's like I could say something that happened and he could hear that. But then if I had a reaction to that, then that's the whole thing that was wrong.
Okay.
So you could like recount a story, but not have a feeling from that.
And how were you made to feel wrong for having a feeling?
It's pointless.
Okay.
You can't change the situation.
So just kind of be shut down.
Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's like I'm wasting my energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like you're hurting your own heart or you're hurting your own self. Mm-hmm. So then it's like you, well, kind of not victim blaming, but it's like, you can't do anything about that, but you can do something about your feeling. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is true. I mean, and it's sad, but I do believe, I mean, not really, but that's how I still am. Mm-hmm.
So what did you do with the feelings then, right? If you couldn't express them, they're not being acknowledged, what happened as a result?
I mean, you explain it away. Mm. Or just like, this is pointless.
Okay. So you accept, yeah, that I can't feel.
Yeah. So it's like a waste. I mean, a waste of, you know, energy. Mm-hmm. So you could use that energy or do something else or, yeah. Or also, this world is not meant for that.
Mm. Okay. So just deciding, like, yeah, this is how it has to be.
Yeah. This is how it is.
Yeah. So the next thing I had you do was imagine yourself in another chair. What was that like?
Oh, I mean, I think that's the part. It's like very unrealistic, I think, to think of being spoken to in that way.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to see yourself in the chair?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. And just before you read the letter, you had this wave of nausea. Mm-hmm. So what was happening in that moment?
I'm not really sure if I was, like, imagining what my dad might be feeling, having to read those things.
Okay.
Because I know he would never take responsibility for any of those things.
Okay.
Or I think even if this actually did happen, like, for real, maybe I wouldn't want to hear it.
What do you mean?
Like, I know I want to. Like, it would be so nice. But I think it would be really hard for my dad to have to go to that place also.
Mm-hmm. So when you say, I wouldn't want to hear it, it's like, you know, something might happen to me if dad said that to me.
Yeah, or maybe something would happen to my dad.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think that would be, you know, like if someone's usually put together, mm-hmm. then something might, yeah, not break, mm-hmm. but, you know.
Dad might break because of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's a fear.
Perhaps, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I have seen him cry. I mean, he was quite depressed. Mm-hmm. So there were, like, I mean, I guess that probably was shocking to me at the time. Mm-hmm. But that's within the year of when my parents got divorced. Mm-hmm. So I know that really affected him also. Mm-hmm. But I know I never let it affect me. Like, normal. Mm-hmm. People get divorced.
Yeah, so your parents' divorce, yeah, you didn't have that similar reaction as dad did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it was shocking because I didn't think it was upsetting to him. I was mm-hmm. like, oh my god, my dad's having an emotional reaction. Mm-hmm. So I do get, not scared, but when people that don't normally have any emotional reaction, I get scared. Yeah. Like, what's going to happen next? Because now you're losing it.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So yeah. I think that's what the nausea is, like, you know, it's unpredictable, I guess, if someone that doesn't feel or express emotions would. Because then it would be like, wow, you really had to go there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it would be unsettling for you to watch them do that. Yeah. That makes so much sense.
And I do feel unsettled when my dad has, I mean, he will have emotional reactions sometimes, but mostly out of religious context.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So those, do those unsettle you in the same way?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that is okay. Mm-hmm. It's okay to cry in front of Allah or like for a religious reason.
Mm-hmm. That feels safe. That feels okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But outside of that, it would be very weird to see dad have an emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, or like, I guess, a funeral, maybe, or there was one time, but now I don't even remember. We were watching something on Oprah. I can't even remember what it was. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I only remember it because my sister wasn't crying, and he said, if that didn't make you cry, you mustn't have a heart.
He said that to you?
No, he said that to my sister.
Your sister, yeah. So the next thing you did was read the letter.
Yeah.
And right before you said it, you kind of said, I'm not going to cry. Yeah. And then you did.
I did.
What was happening? What do you think the tears were about?
I mean, I guess sadness. Mm-hmm. Because I think when I was writing them, it was more like thinking about what had happened or like what is the situation. Mm-hmm. But I think when I was reading it, it felt different. Hmm. So I mean, maybe I'm imagining regret on the part of my dad, who knows.
Hmm. But that feeling came up of regret. Maybe dad might regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So interesting. So you, while writing, could think about what happened, but you brought a feeling that Dad might have as you were reading.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like?
I mean, I guess I also maybe confused, like, I also do feel bad for my dad. So I think there was that also. So I feel like the second time when I was reading it, I wasn't really feeling my feelings or bad for myself. Because I noticed when I did write it, I also made excuses, mm-hmm. like in my apology. Mm-hmm. And even some parts where I was like, no, that is not an apology. Mm-hmm. Or like, mm-hmm. you know, like, well, I guess your life was hard too, or different mm-hmm. things. Or, yeah.
Yeah, so just feeling that as you're reading. Like, yeah, Dad's life was hard too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to learn a little bit more about the relationships that you talked about in the letter. So certainly Dad, you know, your relationship with Dad, Mom's in there a little bit. Their divorce. So could you tell me just a little bit about your family? How many siblings you had?
Two siblings.
Two.
Younger.
Younger, so you're the eldest. Mm-hmm. How old were you when your parents got divorced?
No, 16.
16, yeah. So what was your relationship like with your parents before the divorce?
I mean, I can't even think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess my dad did work a lot. No, well, I mean, there was a time, I guess, there was a long period of time where he wasn't working. Oh, yes, he was sick a lot. And in hindsight, my mom must have been miserable. Mm. I just didn't know. So for me, it was a shock because I never even heard them fight.
Mm.
So it wasn't even like, you know how sometimes people can know. So whatever it was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I guess I was a teenager, so I wasn't home much either. So,
mm-hmm. So hearing that, like, to me, it means that, like, it was a very calm household. There's not a ton of fighting between them.
Right, except my mom didn't have a good relationship with her family.
Okay.
So the only time they would fight was around her family. Like, why do we go there? Like, whenever she came home, she'd always be emotional. I don't know. She would always be crying about something. Like, I don't, you know. So I do remember my dad being like, you don't need to go there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, he didn't really ever want to go out or do anything. Like, and my mom's quite social.
Mm-hmm. Dad's a homebody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, you know, my mom always liked to go to gatherings or things. And he didn't ever did enjoy it.
Okay.
So, I mean, clearly they weren't well matched.
Okay. That was clear to you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But, and, but I don't think he was there for my mom. I mean, I don't know. But she did leave him, so.
Mm-hmm. So that's how the divorce happened. Mom left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go with Mom?
No, we stayed with our dad.
Okay, so the three of you stayed at home. Mm-hmm. Mom's gone. What was that like for you?
I mean, it was okay because we all decided to stay with our dad. I mean, I felt like it was a decision. Be different. I feel like I would have always said, if you asked me, that I like my dad better. But I guess, you know, my dad's very passive.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's not as passive as my dad. So, no. Mm-hmm. Even though he was harsh, passively harsh. Whatever, not passive aggressive, but just like harsh also.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mom was harsh too, but at least she could say nice things.
Okay, whereas Dad, you wouldn't hear.
No.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. What would that have meant to you growing up?
I'm not sure, but I think it would be nice to hear.
Mm-hmm. So I'm also curious, you know, because you mentioned repeatedly, this is something Dad can't do.
Yeah.
He would never do. Has there ever been an acknowledgement of anything?
I mean, the only thing is, sorry, I was working all the time.
Okay.
I didn't know what was happening in the house. But I feel like, you must have known. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when he gave you that apology?
Like 36.
Okay. So yeah. Recent.
Yeah.
What was that like, hearing him say that?
I mean, I still feel like it was something he had to say. I don't know. He probably did think he had to.
Okay. Yeah. What's your relationship like with Dad now?
Oh. I mean, I don't really talk to him that much. Okay. Well, he's remarried.
Okay.
And I think he's in an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For you to see that.
Yeah. I think, you know, how sometimes people will isolate somebody. So it's like, ugh, I guess I have to push through dealing with her. But I most of the time don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I imagine it's hard to see as a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've talked to him about it and he got really angry and said not to mention it again. And has he ever told me he's unhappy? Mm-hmm. You know, like, worry about my own life. Don't worry about his life.
Okay. Yeah. So stay out of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and he actually got defensive to be like, do you think I'm stupid? Or like, whatever. He can take care of himself.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm curious to, you know, what's... sort of looking at your life now, is there a legacy of some of this earlier emotional pain? Are there ways that it shows out?
Well, with my kids, I also have a hard time seeing people be emotional over stupid reasons.
Okay.
Or, well, even with my partner, it's like, you know, I mean, I guess that's what I've always done. It's like, well, that person is just this way, or this person is just that way, or like, so there's no more cereal. Like, what, you know, like, come on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do try to be like, okay, it's okay. Like, he's upset. You just have to let him get it out of his system. Mm-hmm. But I still always have an internal reaction, whether I show it or not.
Okay, so meaning like, yeah, that feeling of earlier having your emotions shut down, that continues to be the pattern. And seeing others be emotional.
Really is a trigger.
Is a trigger.
Yeah. How I mean, so? Sometimes. Because I'm just like, when people have, you know, it's like, well, you're choosing to be upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's also my other parent, too. Like, my mom's reaction. So my mom's a happy person. Mm-hmm. It's like, why be upset when you could be happy? Okay. So it's like, with my dad, it's like, I don't want to say no emotion. But he's pretty flat. But with my mom, she's just always happy.
Mm-hmm. So happy, positive emotions are allowed with her, but not the negative ones. Yeah.
So even when I, you know, and I mean, I've been going to therapy now for like 6 years. Even then, if you asked me how my childhood was, I would say it was good and I was happy. I mean, obviously not if, you know, I was in therapy. I mean, probably. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, even in that context, I wouldn't necessarily talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it continues, even having done therapy, it continues to be a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. To feel all emotions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And like, what does that mean to you? Like, when you think about that, I still struggle to feel all my emotions.
I mean, it just makes me, well, I guess I have more work to do.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so you look at it as, yeah, it's something that needs to be addressed further.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm wondering, thinking, you know, related to your own emotional pain, what feedback would you have for the Muslim community? What are things that we could do better to support young women who are experiencing emotional pain?
I guess not make excuses for other people's actions. I mean, I hope people don't do this anymore, but it's like, oh, you know, only talk to Allah about your problems.
Okay.
Hopefully that doesn't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. What would you like to see happen instead of that attitude?
Like, oh, that's what people are here for. Mm-hmm. And you can talk to Allah, but you can also talk to people.
Mm. Yeah, very nicely said. So, I'm wondering, you know, because you are in a position where you're both a parent and you are a child to parents, is there anything you want to say about this process from that vantage point?
Oh, I mean, I think I've been trying to practice to have empathy for my parents. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I think where it's like, yes, he wasn't capable. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's nice to recognize that you weren't capable.
That you are capable?
You weren't capable.
That's useful, too. Yeah.
I mean, it would be useful to hear, to be like, I'm sorry, I wouldn't have the energy or capacity or mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we had no money or whatever. I don't know, something. Mm-hmm. I do think about that a lot, to be like, oh, I wonder what issues mm-hmm. kids are going to have, you know, mm-hmm. as a result. But I wonder if it's possible mm-hmm. for children to be raised without issues. Mm-hmm. So many of our communities were raised in trauma. I mean, especially in Muslim communities, it's like hard to think of families that don't have like generations of trauma. Mm-hmm. So they probably should do more work like addressing that mm-hmm. or understanding that.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, relevant khutbas, like mm-hmm. if this goes to the imam.
Yeah, like what topics? Yeah, one needs to...
I mean, I don't know. Incest. Mm-hmm. So I was also molested by my uncle, but my mom's brother. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, my mom always says, oh, well, as if my dad could have known that her family was sick. Or like, it's not a sickness, but you know. So obviously she never shared that with him. So probably he didn't know my daughter should not be left there alone. Mm-hmm. But it happens in many Muslim families. Or like, I don't know. So I'm just like, well, maybe they could do khutbah about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead of how women are dressed or whatever.
Yes.
Other things. But also not... I mean, I guess there's a lot of victim blaming. Like, you know, well, kind of just like, hey, that's upsetting, but don't react to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think, you know, where it's like bad things happen in the masjid or whatever, like I'm sure they must, then it's not necessarily addressed or just like, oh, why were you alone? Or whatever. Why were you putting yourself in this situation instead of the expectation on the other person or like the adult? You know, where it's like, oh yeah, I guess I had to do a lot of grown-up things. But it's not okay. Or just like, yeah, let children be children.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know. Maybe don't ask them to be quiet and put them in another area. Who even knows?
Yes.
But like, they're just living their nature. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just hearing, like, accepting children and also taking responsibility for what happens in the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, so naming things and not blaming.
Oh, and the best part would be, like, if those people in the community are identified, they should not be allowed to come to the masjid. You know, I mean, this is not, like, my case. But I do know, well, people even in my family where it's like, well, people know you abuse your wife. Why are you allowed here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, okay, brother, we'll get you some help. Mm-hmm. Once you do that, then you could come back. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, whatever. Or not just tell the other person to be patient or like, it's hard in this community. You should be understanding.
or
it just strikes me like it's so parallels that like dismissing and that shutting down right that you are experiencing in your house and that's kind of the attitude you're hearing in the community as well you know.
No, I mean, I guess it's good that someone's doing this work.
Okay.
And that I hope or pray that it's, like, received. Because you can't make people receive something that they didn't ask for or want to hear, right? Like, I mean, I think it's the same. Like, I'm pretty sure my dad wouldn't want to. I mean, to say those things, he'd have to hear them. So if someone, like, even if this research is done, not to be negative, it's hard for me to imagine it being, like, received.
So by those who need to receive it. That makes sense.
So there's... I'm like, well, you could probably do a nice, you know, presentation of, like, your research. But probably it's only going to be the people that would have wanted this research or the people that participated or certain people.
So it kind of feels hopeless in some ways.
Kind of. I mean.
Which is fair. And yet you're giving your time. So how do you reconcile that feeling of hopelessness?
I mean, I can only control myself. But I do understand that there's some people, I mean, my dad's 75. And it's hard work. I mean, even for me, going to therapy, it's been hard work. So he's lived longer than me. And has had actually more horrible experiences. I mean, I guess you can't measure pain. But came here as a refugee alone, you know, so didn't really have family or ever feel like he belonged anyways. So it's probably a lot of pain
that he carries himself,
which is understandable to not allow people to feel their feelings.
Project Apology is brought to you by the Tessalit Institute. It was recorded and edited by me, Arij Elmi, featuring music by Blue Dot Sessions. Thank you for listening.